Pickle Joe's bones.
All right, the whole idea here is you tell a clean joke. If you can make me laugh, you win some awesome prizes.
If you're new to the show and maybe you've never heard us do Pickle Joe's bones before, the reason we started this game a while back is because Joe is, like, notorious for never laughing at anything. Like, he doesn't think anything is funny. And so if you somehow with either, it doesn't have to only be a joke, it could be a short story that's funny or a thought that's funny. If you somehow can make him laugh, then that's how you win, because it's almost impossible. And I'm the opposite. I laugh at everything. So that's why we can't play this game with me.
I was like, first person will win.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Alex, my dog ate something bad and it's got diarrhea. She's like, ah!
Let's get started.
See?
And we just go until somebody can make him laugh. So, Tickle Joe's Bone.
Let's go to Jason on Tickle Joe's Bone. Let's hear your joke.
Hey, Joe, how do you make a tissue dance?
Put a little boogie in it.
That's right. That's funny right there.
Joe knew the joke.
Oh, I can't do it?
Well, I mean, you knew. No, you can, but I'm saying, like, you're obviously not going to laugh if you know it.
I like that Jason tried to sell it at the end. That was funny right there.
I'm laughing now that we're laughing at Jason, but
good
that
try,
doesn't count.
Jason.
Thank you. Hey, I'm not hating. That is a cute joke that I've heard 5 times. Let's go to Matthew this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Tickle Joe's Bone, Matthew.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a story. So me and my sister, we went to the doctor's office. And we're sitting there kind of waiting, and then she looks over at me, and she says, hey, I want 5 shots. And, of course, she's underage, and I was thinking, what are you talking about? You can't drink yet. And she was like, no, I want 5 needle shots. And then the ironic part is that when we actually went into the doctor, she ended up getting, like, 2 shots.
I'm just concerned that your sister wanted to get 5 shots. I think the joke is lost on me because I'm worried about your sister. Something's not right.
No, she was just kidding around with that. But, like, it was ironic because, you know, she ended up getting 5 shots.
Oh, my God. It's so unfunny that it's funny.
That's it?
Yeah, where's the joke at, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know that was a good one.
All right. And here's what I hate about this, because these jokes aren't that funny. People are going to be mad at me now, and they're never going to call back in.
Well, you know, we've already lost so many listeners already before.
Brooke, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Tickle Joe's Bone. Brooke, what's your joke?
Hey, what's a ninja's favorite drink?
A ninja's favorite drink?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it?
Water.
Oh, water.
Like, water?
Hey, that's good. Like, I'm not going to poo-poo on you, but not doing it for me, though. But you did a great job selling with a water.
Somebody tickle Joe's bones.
All right, Juan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Juan, tickle Joe's bone today.
Let's fake laugh together, dude.
Do what?
Let's fake laugh together.
This doesn't count if I laugh, though. You get that, right?
All right, dude. I'm sorry, dude. I'm not that smart at jokes, to be honest.
It's cool, man. Hey, I appreciate it, Juan. Do you want me to fake laugh with you real quick? Do you want to do that, though?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Doesn't count, but here we go. 1, 2, 3. Juan,
I won Joe, right?
No. That was awkward.
But though? It was weird, but I appreciate you trying.
Tickle Joe's bones. Get weird.
It is weird. I don't want you to get any weirder. 317-239-1009. Hey, who's this?
Bobby,
tickle Joe's bone today. Make me laugh.
Okay, so I work at a firehouse, and we did a run last night, and it was this young lady. She wasn't all the way there, so we go in the house, and my partner starts to take care of her and pick her up, and she had poop on her hand.
Ugh.
And when he had picked her up, she had wiped it on his back. And we didn't know, so we're on our way to the hospital, and we kept smelling this nasty smell. And when he had got up, he had a nice handprint that was smeared down his back, and everybody at the hospital was laughing.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was hilarious because he had this handprint on his back, and what if he went home, and his wife would have been like, what happened to you?
That is nasty.
Thank you, Bobby. That is...
Joe didn't laugh.
There's a smelly smell, smelly.
All right, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Brandon.
Let's hear it. Tickle Joe's bone.
All right, it's a short story. So I get pulled over the other day, and the cop's like, look, I've had a long day. He said, if you could tell me a good reason why, you've been speeding, I'll let you go. I said, well, I got divorced. My wife left me 5 years ago, and I thought you were trying to bring her back.
Nothing, Joe!
No, I mean, like, these are great Google jokes that I've heard before.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
But I appreciate you. I don't want you to think I don't like it. This is what I hate because I have to apologize. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who is this?
It's Ash.
Hey, let's hear your joke. Tickle Joe's bone.
All right, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Yep.
Women's rights.
Liv the Web Girl is going to track down and kill you now.
That one really got out.
It did. Liv's like, ha, ha, ha.
You can't see her face right now, but Liv is fuming behind the camera.
Liv is like red like a tomato.
I just love anything that's like really inappropriate.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Jason.
Jason, tickle Joe's bone, please.
Knock, knock, Joe.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. I love when people sell. They're like, thanks, dude. That was good, though.
Oh, come on, somebody. Tickle Joe's bone.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Samantha.
Let's hear what you got. Tickle Joe's bone.
So a wife wanted to get her breasts to grow larger, and she asked her husband for advice. And her husband said to rub toilet paper between her breasts. And she did for a couple of days. And she asked, well, how do you know this is going to make my breasts larger? And he said, you've been doing it with your butt cheeks for years, and it worked there.
that's a really good one.
I know, but do you see me laughing?
No.
I'm not holding it in. That is good. Please, keep that joke. It's really funny.
Oh, my God.
Just not good funny. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this? Hello.
Amanda.
Hey, Amanda. Tickle Joe's bone. Make me laugh.
What did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
Wasabi.
Ha.
Did I steal your thunder?
Oh, she's mad.
Oh,
she
see, up. This is making people hate me. I know. Sorry.
Joe.
What do you want me to do?
Just right, keep
fine.
Going.
I'll laugh at the next dumb joke we got.
Tickle Joe's bone.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this? Hello. Hey, when you call in, by the way, it's weird. Keep your radio down. Listen, actually, on your phone. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Juan again.
Hey, what's up? Tickle Joe's bone.
Hey, all right, so I just grew up stepped on a cornflake, and now I'm a serial killer.
Nope, wasn't that joke.
He called back for that one.
That one, to be fair, was better, even though he used a different name. All right, good morning, Joe and Alex. Who is this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Brenda, please tickle my bone. Tickle Joe's bone.
Okay, why should you never shower with a Pokemon?
Because they'll get a peek at you?
Because he might Pikachu.
Oh, that's a good one. How have you heard that before?
Yeah, where did you get that one from, Joe?
I don't know. I hang out with a 10-year-old kid. I know jokes. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello, it's Kim.
Hey, Kim. Tickle Joe's bone. Say something funny that'll make me laugh, please.
Okay, so when I was younger, I didn't hardly have any eyebrows, and then I used to like draw it on all the time, and we lived in Florida. And so when every time we went to the beach, my brother's like, you better not go swimming because when you come back up, you're not going to have any eyebrows.
That's the joke?
Yeah!
Yeah, what?
You laughed when she said she had no eyebrows.
I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know. I thought there was a punchline.
We should have a thing called Indiana's Funniest Person.
Where they're not funny.
And just have everybody come out and tell their jokes.
They are. It's called Tickle Joe's Bone, apparently.
It's like, I thought I was going to fart, but then I sharted. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Xander.
Let's hear your joke. Are you even old enough to be on the radio? We'll see.
I don't know.
What's
tell
your joke?
Us your joke.
What do you call a cow with no legs?
What do I say it again?
What do you call a cow with no legs?
Oh, I don't know. What do you call a cow with no legs?
Ground beef.
Ground beef. Hey, good joke, good joke. But you didn't make me laugh. Let's see.
He's impossible. Somebody please tickle Joe's bone.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this? Hello, who's this?
Well, this is Whitey.
Whitey?
This kid's gotten through three times.
We need to...
I got Alex.
I know. All right.
Tickle Alex's bone.
Thank you, Whitey. We appreciate it. Hello, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Natalie.
Please.
Yes.
Tickle Joe's bone. Give me a funny joke.
What do you call 10 rabbits marching backwards?
I don't know. What do you call them?
A receding hairline.
Oh, that's funny. The rabbits are hairs.
Joe, that was really good.
I know. Like, listen. Hey, that was really good. I like that one.
Joe.
What do you... See, I hate...
Stick in the mud.
I hate this game because people get mad at me.
Well...
Thank you for calling in. By the way, one thing I've realized, you didn't even bring it up. I usually laugh when somebody makes a joke about Alex.
They haven't, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I usually do. All right. Do we take more calls?
Yeah, take a couple more.
Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who is this?
Jason again.
Hey, man, I'm glad you got through. Let's hear your joke. Maybe it's better this time.
What's a banana say to the vibrator?
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't know.
Why are you shaking for? They're going to eat me.
Hey, buddy, thanks for listening and calling back in. Nothing personal,
gosh,
but...
That is the funniest joke of the morning.
For sure.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this? Hello, what's your name? Hello?
Danny.
Try another one.
Danny or something?
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Juan again.
Oh, Juan again. All right, Juan, I got confidence you're going to make me laugh. Go ahead.
All right, dude. The teacher has Timmy... Why is your cat out of school today? Timmy says crying. Because I heard Dad say to Mommy, I'm going to eat.
Okay. I had to bail out just because I feel like something would have been said.
Also, don't forget that one of our prizes, you need to be 21 and older.
I'm going to do one last call.
One last call.
For carb night. Just FYI.
Number 1 and 10. Which phone line should I get? 1 through 10.
1.
Pick number 10.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, please, for the love of sweet baby Jesus.
Tickle Joe's bone.
Tickle my bone.
All right. Why does a duck have feathers on its back?
Why does what?
A duck have feathers on its back.
I don't know. Why does it?
To cover its butt quack. Come on.
Joe! He's smiling.
There we go.
It's up to Alex. I mean, these all were terrible.
Are you kidding me?
Do you want me to give them to him, or what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, you win by default because you were the last person to get through.
Right on.
There you go. Congratulations.
The win's a win.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, though, I wish somebody was funny.
Banana vibrator joke was by far the best.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that. 4-pack of opening day tickets to Kings Island and VIP tickets to our Carb Night party at Regent's Rooftop. Friday, May 25th, featuring Max. I'm sorry, with Party Peoples featuring Max. Those guys are awesome, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Don't worry, we won't do a game like this again, ever.
What?